This is Bird Note. In one of Seattle's busiest neighborhoods, in a secluded ravine, nearly 100 pairs of great blue herons return each year to raise their young. They build nests high up in the big leaf maple trees of a 16-acre park. What's helped this colony thrive? A group of citizens called Heron Habitat Helpers. Their president, John Hooper Havicott, says that before the organization began, the ravine was home to tons of garbage. Now, just a few years later, due to the work of the volunteers, the garbage is gone, and the heron colony has doubled. He credits the two founders, Donna Kostka and Heidi Carpine.
If Donna and Heidi had not gotten involved, the park would have been just a big dump site. And all that has changed over the last few years.
The city allocated $600,000 from a ProParks levy to restore native trees and shrubs. The hard work has paid off. In 2010, the city of Seattle named Kiwanis Ravine its first official wildlife sanctuary in a park.
I am so tickled to be part of an organization that draws on humanity and humanity's concern for nature. It is touching how people will respond with their time and energy. It sort of reaffirms one's faith in life.
Learn more about this project or tell us about a similar one in your neighborhood when you visit our website, birdnote.org.